United getting in top four.
You are live. Yes, everybody. This is we're off topic. We're back, but with two new faces. We've got Aaron and we've got Jack. Yo. We've got a City fan and we've got a United fan. Yeah, so Aaron's got the game on. Aaron's watching the City Brentford game on a terrible stream. That's why he's not even looking right now. I can hear it in the background. John's not going to be concentrating either. I think, Jack, have you got it on as well?
No, I've just got two slices of cheesecake next to me here, which is banging up.
See, so me and Jack are going to be... I reckon it's going to be me and Jack doing all the talking. Oh, that is good. What flavours are them?
One's Biscoff, and one's meant to be Kinder Bueno, lad. But I think it's Kinder Bueno,
isn't it? Kinder Bueno's, I can't have Kinder Bueno's nuts. Never had them. Never had a Kinder Bueno. Yeah, allergic to nuts. Never had a Kinder Bueno in my life. I feel like I'm missing out. Of all the things, of all the things that I've got nuts in, I feel like Kinder Buenos are the only thing I'm asked about missing out on, because people say they're not. White Kinder Buenos look nice.
Whiter than normal,
better.
Oh, are they? Yeah.
White are special, though.
Yeah, special.
Evening, yes, Emma. Emma's in here, and she's gonna be gutted because she loved Max's voice. Yes, Ollie. Ollie, I don't know if it's called him Ollie then, but it says Ollie.
Oh, that's been that old Wiley, big up attractive beetle.
One of your boys?
Yeah.
See, this first episode's going to be a bit of a disaster, yeah, because we've had no planning. Got two people watching the game, and we've just had major technical difficulties. But look at this, yeah, everyone. Right, watch this. I'm going to flick him on for a second. We've got a fucking producer. Look at Kane. Say hello, Kane. Does Kane not just look like everybody's producer that everyone's got? That's what a producer looks like. He looks intelligent. He looks tech savvy. Right, Kane, I'm kicking you back off. Kane, don't be fucking... I know you're telling tech savvy. Has he muted himself?
I'm telling about being tech savvy and I'm sat here on mute. What a fucking idiot I am. Oh, mate, that is a shocking start to the proceedings. I'm better than that. I'm going to bow out while I'm...
We'll do it. We can have a long running thing here where you can decide if it's me or Kane who's writing in the chat, because I promise you now, there's never been a time in my life where I've said love to everybody in the chat ever on anything in my life.
It felt unnatural for me, mate. It felt wrong for me as well. Don't worry.
Emma says, are we having a rugby league session tonight? Or is it Wendy Ball and you're all crying about Klopp? Wendy, what's Wendy Ball? Is it all Wendy Ball? Is that football? We're not having a... There'll never be a rugby league section of this, ever.
Never in a million years.
I honestly, of all the sports, even cricket, I'd watch cricket over rugby. Because I feel like I understand cricket, but I don't understand rugby.
How to understand it?
What, rugby?
Yeah, if someone told you, like, it looks... I've watched a couple and it's like, it's all right when they're battering each other.
All right, mate. Honestly, it's all right.
Like when England are on or something.
Do you know how bad that's pissing me off, this thing? So I didn't realise. I should have known, because this overlay was called We're Off Topic, Two People. So that bit should be well smaller at the bottom, and then it's covering half of you two. But for next week, I'll make sure that's...
We'll get it sorted.
Yeah, we'll get it sorted. This is just a last minute thing. Do you know what it is? So, I mean, you're saying soft bastards about rugby. And I always hear this, so until I got like... I'm not into NFL, but I started to like looking at NFL and thinking it was sound. People say rugby's like a harder version of NFL because they don't wear pads and that, but there's no rules in NFL, is there at all? You can smash each other to death. Whereas rugby, you can't like do like...
Them pads in NFL are different. The hits are well bigger in NFL.
Oh, well, yeah, but the pads obviously make a difference, because I feel like if some of them hits happened with no pads, you would die. But the fact that would you not rather have a few pads and see people literally run each other over at full speed? Off the ball as well, like it's not. There's no rule. Like there has to be a thing in play. They just smash the floor. That's the only thing I like. I feel like NFL is better in your head, like as a sport, like for reality. Do you know what I mean? Like reality. Reality TV. I think watching a game. When I watched that Super Bowl, it was bad. We're gonna get to the Super Bowl again. I'm going to ban myself.
We're well off topic already. Get on the
football. I know, you're literally 5 minutes in, we've not said a single thing about football. This, I feel like this is me leading the charge. Right, listen, we're going to go. So we've got a little agenda. We'll stick to it as best as we can, but we will obviously go off topic. Dom and Max are no longer with us. Dom's doing his own thing, got his own little podcast. Like, says he's doing an Arsenal podcast. So, like, I'm genuinely good luck to him. Like Max, he's got his own little Arsenal thing, and I don't know. Dom didn't come back. I think Dom's got his own thing as well. But this is the boys now. Do you know what I mean? We've got like all four Northern lads. Instead of having two Liverpool fans, we've got a City fan at United. What I'm looking forward to, because you two are cousins, aren't you?
Yeah, you've got
a City fan and a United fan, a cousin. So how was that worked? How was the family so divided?
It's go not. On, let you he's the United fan in the whole family.
Oh, nah, really?
That's fucking bullshit, that, right? this is how it went down this now, right? So we've got our man and his dad. So he's a fucking big blue him. So obviously our dad's naturally. He's a fucking City fan, same as RJ, fucking airport out of the day. My two other uncles were supporting United till they were in the mid-teens and changed to City halfway through. That cannot be done.
Hang on. Like, sorry to interrupt you. What year are we talking here, the change?
Got to be like 70s, that or something, definitely.
I feel like you can't knock someone who changes from supporting United to City in the 70s, though.
Brave,
that, isn't
it?
If you went from City to United in the 90s, you're thinking, come on, mate, do you know what I mean? Oh, here you go, Jamie. This is another thing. Is this a family?
Jay's our Karen's brother, so.
Yeah.
So is it a good mix or is it more City?
More City.
Oh, no, it's more City, without a doubt, mate.
See, I feel like, do you know what I mean, Jack? Like, I think Jackson would be the perfect hero where he's chosen United because United was shit all through my childhood.
My mum gave birth to me by kicking the telly. Her water's broke by kicking the telly when Bayer Leverkusen scored last minute against United and Champions League. And the water broke. So fair I came enough. Out as a United fan.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But a City full of, I bet growing up, Jack was the boy terrorising all the other City fans in the family. Do you know when you were dog shit?
They were fucking irrelevant, man, at the end of the day, weren't they? No one thought about City back in the day. Even until like 2008, no one really cared about them, really, did they? Sort
of. I feel like they still don't, like, not just saying this for like a fight here. I feel like people still don't really care about City. Yous won the treble and people don't even speak about it now. Like, no one's asked. When you remember, yous won the domestic treble. And then we won the Champions League, and literally not a single person cared about you winning all three English trophies because we won the Champions League.
You're like
that's just perspective, though. Like, I didn't care. That's like me saying I didn't care about you winning the domestic treble or whatever it was. You winning the Champions League because we just cleaned up in England.
City, I feel like.
Trophies is just a way to try and like belittle you.
No, obviously, listen. We obviously care. If I'm fighting City, I care, but. Say, and maybe not Arsenal because of my granddad, but say, I feel like, so like, say Arsenal are going for the league with City, most of the country will just think, just let City win it, because what does it matter? If United are going for the league with City, most of the country will want City to win it. Liverpool are going for the league with City, most of the country wants City to win it. That's because no one cares. That's what it is. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you can say that, but I don't think that's the case for me, but it is what it is, isn't it? I'm not sitting here to persuade you to care or not, like, if you care about winning the league. If you did care, you'd be good, wouldn't you? Because it's been clean-up season for the last 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah,
do you know what?
There's no good scenario for me.
Do you know what kills me?
There's no jeopardy because everyone just thinks they're going to win and then they do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And in our head, we can sort of, like, process it by the fact that you spend more money than everyone else. You've got these rich owners. I know not now other people have got rich owners, but sort of, like, I feel like as a fan, I can just like chalk it off as well. City just spend more money, so that's why they've won it. It upsets me how much I feel like. I remember coming out of, yes, we were coming out of Swansea's ground. Liverpool played Swansea, and it was under Rodgers, but I can't remember. It wasn't Rodgers last season, was it? Was it the season he got? No, because that was Stoke. It was under Rodgers anyway, and we were dog shit. It was a time when the worst time to be as a Liverpool fan for me is when you're out of top four by Christmas year. Always hate it. Hated the fact that January comes round and you're not even fighting for top four. We'd just lost 1-0 Danny Graham to Swansea, and United, for all we knew, because on the Swansea, in the ground at Swansea, it had been announced that United had won the league. And then we were walking out the ground and someone said like Aguero had scored. And now that how much like it's the rivalry between Liverpool and City's grown, I feel sick how happy I was that you won the league that year. Like, I probably celebrated that half as much as some of the cups Liverpool have won. I was that happy. that use
it. I was in my last year of school that year as well, and I was walking to the shop to get a crate with my mate's mum because we thought we'd won it. Got to the shop and he had scored, and then he heard he scored again. Just put the crate back on the shelf and just read it back to her. Sat in the couch, sat in the living room, me head in my hands, just thinking, what has just happened there now? Only back to 16
that,
as
that
well.
That was one of the best games I ever went to. That year, me and my brother, who was in the chat then a minute ago, we shared a season ticket that year. So there was two home games left, and we both had a game of rock, paper, scissors, and whoever won got the game against United, because that was the second to last game of the season when Company scored the header. So me and my brother had a game of rock, paper, scissors. He won. He chose the United game, obviously, as you would. So then I got the ticket for the QPR game. And
QPR game? No!
Because I lost the game of rock, paper, scissors with my brother when we shared the season ticket. So I went to the QPR game out of losing that game. Best game of rock, paper, scissors I've ever lost.
Right, hang on. Who's all? Is he saying we as in Liverpool? Is he a Liverpool fan? You said you know him.
He's a Liverpool fan.
I think we'll finish second. We'll finish above Arsenal. Arsenal are terrible. We don't need to worry about them. But I just think City are just what it is with City. Yeah, the Arsenal game to me, even though even if we ended up hanging on and getting a draw or gone on to beat Arsenal. That game to me showed that I think that the City will win the league because it was too like. So I watched two sides play against each other who can drop points this season. Liverpool can definitely drop points this season. Like, obviously, I know people have dropped points, but I feel like after Christmas, City are always capable of just winning 11 on the spin, 12 on the spin. Or like, do you know, like you'll draw one, play 12, draw one, win 11. And I feel like Arsenal and Liverpool, Liverpool have got runs in us, but I feel like one thing about Liverpool is. We're better at putting a run together when we're chasing you. If you think of all the years where we've come behind you by 1 point, we're either ahead of you and then we're ahead of you with a game in, like we'll either behind you with a game in hand or whatever, or we're ahead of you and then you've got a game in hand. But we're never you're never like fully chasing us. I feel like we're usually chasing you because you'll always have a game in hand over us or something like that. I feel like we're better when we're a better side. Go on, lad.
I'd look yesterday. I seen on Twitter someone posted the last 12 games left, didn't they? Now, is that what it is?
Yeah, bang on. Our 12, we've got the best lineup.
I seen that and I thought, fucking hell, they've got a tasty lineup than what? Arsenal always got that running where they're going to play Spurs, they've got us to play. I think they've got Chelsea as well, haven't they? Again, one more time. And I just seen it, I thought, some dodgy games there. But I seen your running. There was never like a period where you had like
three
games. And because you're not in your... obviously, you have got a Europa League still, but things can change within
You can get away with playing it. So in the business end of the season, as we're in now, you can't get away with playing you like kids in the Champions League. John switching off the Champions League talk. You can't... You can play kids, but in the Europa League, you can play.
The Premier League talking.
he's just switching off when we get to the non-football topic at the end. for the Champions League, I feel like when it gets to this point, you can't play kids. You have to start taking. You have to take precedent, and I feel like even you start to even prioritize the Champions League a little bit. He's sitting on the cheesecake. But I think we'll finish. I think we'll finish second of quite a few points above Arsenal, but quite a few points above City. I think City will have it wrapped up by like April. Early April.
What's the first half of this Brentford game? And it's not a given that we're gonna win this league anyway, especially if you look at our results against the top six teams this year. We've had like one win and that was against that shite from the other fucking Jacks team there.
Well, what was we saying before we win? When we came on here and we were just before we went live, though, what was we saying? I feel like it was just me and you before these two turned up late. City don't seem to like you're saying that about the Brentford first half, but you'll fully beat these. City don't. I've said. What is Kane getting up to here?
Here we go.
Oh, fucking hell! Look at that. Shots 17-5. This is a proper producer, this guy. We're not fucking about anymore. We're going big time here. We've got a producer who can put stats on the screen. This is serious stuff. But yeah, I feel like City, since you got Haaland, think about this. You won the treble last year, and I think you controlled the games less than before you had Haaland. I think you have halves like this against Brentford. I've not watched it, but you have halves where teams are on you and that.
City should have scored three at least.
Two people have said in the chat there about Liverpool's injuries. To obviously to go back to Oral's question about where we'll finish, So we've got Alisson out, which is massive because the drop-off tweet, I do not care what anyone, any of these lads on Twitter try and tell you, Kelleher is a fucking dog shit keeper, right? I've always, with any player, you'll always look back on one performance, yeah? And the League Cup final, I know we went and won it, but the League Cup final, yeah, obviously it's documented what I got. Chelsea, yeah, last 2 years ago. What I got up to stuff at the League Cup final that meant I spent the entire first half just watching Kelleher because he was the only player I could concentrate on, right? And it's like he's got anxiety. He doesn't lift his hands up. He doesn't talk. He doesn't speak to his back four. He doesn't command anything. He's dead nervous the way he moves. He's a bad goalkeeper. And then people forget because, do you know, because it was a nice story because he scored the 11th penalty and then Kepa put it over. 11 penalties in a row went in past this keeper, do you know what I mean? And then Kepa had to sky it.
Has he been there for that long at you? Has he been there since like 2021?
Kelleher's been there years. I think he's been there probably 6-7 years, maybe.
He was in like the quarter or semi as well.
I think he saved a couple against Leicester, but mate, 10 penalties went in the row. And if you go and watch that penalty shootout at City versus at Liverpool versus Chelsea, some of the Chelsea penalties and some of the Liverpool penalties are fucking terrible. It only takes to go and look at the FA Cup final, what, a few months later, where it finishes 7-something, I think, on penalties, and 2 penalties get saved either side. Do you know what I mean? Like, he is a bad goalkeeper. I know we would still have played in the final anyway, but Kelleher's a bad goalkeeper. And then what is it? Jota's out for a couple of months, which I'm not asked about because he's fucking dog shit anyway. And then isn't Salah out? Isn't the same Salah's going to be out for a couple of weeks or something?
I tell you what, don't say that to all, lad. He loves Jota. It's fair, I rate Jota. I don't know how you don't like him. I think he's one of your better players, but...
Do you know what it is? Jota would be... We just get that straight off the screen. Jota would be fine. Jota would be unbelievable in more sides, but I don't know, like... So, right, if you watch Jota most weeks... And I get told he's a goal scorer, like, but I was arguing with someone, not arguing, but like discussing something on Twitter before the other day. And they said something like about comparing the fact that Firmino never scored that many goals either, but he did everything. Bobby did everything. He ran all day. He like harassed defenders, like got a lot of assists. Jota, I'm told, is this unbelievable goal scorer. And he's barely 1 in 3 in goals, yeah. Every single season, go and look, every year, including the COVID year, he has an injury for at least 2 months every year. Every year he misses at least 2 months of the season. And his goal scoring is not even that good for a person I'm supposed to believe.
He's more productive than Diaz. Would you not say he's been more productive than Diaz? I know Diaz had that injury all.
Yeah, no, I think Diaz, you're not going to...
pretty much finished now, isn't he? Yeah, he's not finished, but he's not going to hit the heights, is he now?
Nah, I don't... But then again... I don't know if it's. I don't really know because I don't watch German football. But someone said he was finished, and I write players off after injuries. And then somebody sent to me, and now it's like sort of like lives in my head. Said if you look at players in Premier League players and football players as a whole, it takes them about 18 months to 2 years to get over a bad ACL because obviously footballers are shitbags. It takes them ages to get their trust back in it. And they're saying that about Sané not kicking on now, and then Van Dijk took like 18 months. But yeah, Diaz is not even.
Sané is struggling a bit, you know. Like he started this season well, you know. But I think like the last few months now, I think. But then again, it's probably just that old Bayern team as a whole at the moment because they are useless.
Yeah, they're bad.
There was a stat saying that them two are the most prolific, like productive duo, as in Sané and Kane. And I was thinking. Hang on, the numbers 90, there, I'm pretty sure that 80% of it was Kane, yeah?
That was like that stat that came out on Twitter the other day. It said only Saka and Mo Salah have... It was so many goals and over so many assists this season. And the difference between the two of them, I think it was over 20 goals and over 10 assists. And the difference was 30, if you actually worked it out. Salah had like... 10 more goals and 20 more assists or something. It was so much stupid like that. And so she can definitely manipulate things. But that Bayern side is struggling, aren't they? I know we've got a topic about it later, but I was literally talking to somebody about this in the gym before we got onto the topic of Kane. How is he going to go to Germany, to Munich, and not win one? He didn't even win the Charity Shield. They even lost the Charity Shield.
Yeah, yeah.
What is wrong with this guy where he can't win that?
The division team as well.
Right, yeah, listen.
I already said that. I didn't watch any of it. Go on, we'll get on to the...
20, yeah, I was going to say, we're 20 minutes in now. Talking about off-topic, mate. We're 20 minutes in. We haven't even started on the start of the agenda. Right, so we're going to go to the weekend's fixtures. So we'll start with the early kickoff on the Saturday. So we'll go Brentford. I guess it'll have to be Brentford-Liverpool. We're going to do like performances and what it means. So I actually, for once, it'll be probably a running joke where it'll come to me and I'll say, listen, I didn't watch the game. But I watched, sat and watched all of Brentford-Liverpool. And I thought it was a very, very Liverpool this year performance. Like the most, but someone will point me out that we've probably got loads of clean sheets, but one of the most, I think, safe bets this season to me is putting both teams to score when it's Liverpool, because weirdly, like, I think, was it Carragher and Neville who said, like, we've got one of the most settled back fours? I know we've got injuries, so it's probably not, but yeah, we've probably got one of the most settled back fours, but we just never, ever seem to be able to, like, consistently defend. I don't feel like, but I think it was just a very Liverpool performance. We scored. The other team missed a lot of chances. A lot. I don't know if this is what happened. If I don't watch really a lot of football now, so maybe as a City fan, a United fan, Everton fan, you can tell me the same. But I feel like when I watch Liverpool, teams miss a lot of chances against us. Like clear cut chances against us. Alisson, I know. Did he play? Yeah, he played. Didn't he on thingy? Alisson saves. No, he never did it. Alisson never played against me. Yeah.
No, he didn't play this weekend.
Well, Alisson saves a lot, and people put chances wide and stuff. I don't know if it's because of the high line we play or whatever, but people miss a lot of chances against Liverpool. And I feel like Brentford, they missed a few chances, but we were like massively on top. But like, we obviously never kept the clean sheet, but scored four goals. We bring the subs work. Like Klopp, I feel like Klopp's not great at making subs to change games when it's going against us. But if we're winning, I do think he makes good subs to, you know, kill the game off. And I think you bring Staller on, he scores the third and the game's killed off then. Just think it was just a good, like a very typical performance of Liverpool this year. Not at all perfect. Scored a few goals, conceded a goal. Liverpool this year. That's what it was. And obviously this stage in the title race, obviously we've been in a few title races with City now, and it can be demoralising now. Like, no matter what you do, City will just win. The worst thing is, I feel like sometimes City will drop points and then you'll go and draw a game you shouldn't draw, and then, or you win, like we win at the weekend and City will win. Then City will probably win tonight and then we'll win tomorrow, and you just can't shake them off. City are just impossible to shake City off. Arsenal, you can, if you're in a title race, if it was a straight shootout between Liverpool and Arsenal, you'd fancy your chances of like the pressure getting to Arsenal, but I feel like pressure doesn't get to City, and it's annoying. It's annoying.
You drop points about 5 hours after he's won, though. So
why?
And I'll start to think that then.
They drew with Chelsea.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Oh,
nice point for that.
Guess what, you're
in at the moment as well. You never know what'll happen tonight, do you?
Well, yeah, mate, a couple of goals of class as well on Saturday.
I thought Chelsea. I know we are kind of going to the Chelsea game, but we can just couple it into this. What was Chelsea all about? I feel like they had you on the ropes, and then Pochettino just made some of the worst subs ever.
Sterling played for City for about 5 years, so surely Walker knows that he's not got a left foot about him whatsoever, and he's just turned him inside out and just put it past the keeper. But then like, after that, like if Haaland has two clear-cut chances there, if he puts them in, it's like 3-1, game over. You're not even talking about it. But it was actually like didn't mind the performance, because we give it a goal right till the last minute in that game, which obviously you expect from us anyway, but we was fighting for them points, and it just didn't happen. You know, the last 10 games before that, we've won like 10 on the road. So you're not going to win every game. You just got to accept that and just move on and try and get 3 points tonight.
And really. Chelsea, drawing to Chelsea is not the worst result. But so talking about Haaland, then you're saying about missing chances. Yeah, I said this before and I saved it for this. So I feel like a lot of the times I watch Haaland, he misses a lot of chances. And let's have it right. If you're a striker for City, surely that's one of the easiest jobs in football, is being a striker for City, a night and night striker for City. Because bear in mind, you never used to play with like a proper striker. If City are playing with a proper striker now, that has to be one of the easiest jobs in football. I honestly, and I'm not just saying this for like effect or anything, if you put the kid from fucking United, if you put Nunes up top for City, they will score goals for City. I don't know. Here he is. Big chances missed. This is what I'm talking about. Ollie Watkins,
that was on Sky that last night as well. That was that exact thing was on Sky last night.
Pause it there. Pause it there, Kane. Pause it there at the top five, right? Look at them strikers. So you got Nunes, who obviously is an unbelievable striker, but he's new to the league. Ollie Watkins is dog shit. Jackson is dog shit. Calvert-Lewin is dog shit. And Haaland has missed more chances than them all in the best team in the league. Are we having Haaland as this world-class, amazing, best striker of all time? Because I'm just not having him into that.
I'm not being negative. He's playing in his brief time,
and he's whatever he did last season says that. I know you could probably say, "Oh, he gets all the chances because he's sitting in that." But
it's the easiest job in the world to play for City. I promise you, the only easier position to play for City in the world is with the job that Kevin De Bruyne plays for City, mate. Playing in midfield for City. There's no two easier jobs in the world.
Come on.
Listen, I'm not saying nothing. Kevin De Bruyne, I admitted Kevin De Bruyne, one of the best midfielders the Premier League's ever seen. But he's not one of the best midfielders the world's ever seen. And that's not even, I won't even listen to him. Up there, you're fucking nuts.
Gotta be up there now. Gotta be. Even his time at Werder Bremen and Wolfsburg in Germany, he was fucking smashing.
It was okay. Hang on, he was okay for Werder Bremen, which got him the Chelsea move.
His numbers for Werder Bremen were
decent.
He
went on loan
to Werder Bremen from Chelsea. Who did Chelsea buy him off? Somewhere in Ghent? Belgium. Right, yeah. I'm talking nonsense. So yeah, Werder Bremen, ignore me completely. So when he went, I'm thinking of when he went to Wolfsburg before City got him, he wasn't like outrageous. I know he won the league with him, didn't he?
Yeah, but if Kane brings up like his little individual awards and his honours and that from his time in Germany, he was winning like Young Bundesliga Player of the Year, like most assists for Wolfsburg, won a trophy for Wolfsburg, probably the last trophy they've ever won. To be honest,
listen, he's obviously an unbelievable midfielder, but I feel like he's got the easiest one of the playing midfield for City against. You probably play five teams a year who have a go against you. If that, do you know what I mean? Who actually play to play in midfield against you. Palace under Hodgson. Do you know what? I have this theory about Hodgson, yeah. And like Allardyce and them. I think they sort of like message each other saying, loving the fact that they get one over on every time this comes up, I think, what's going on here? Here we go. This is on us.
Look at that.
I'm not asking about individual. Kane, go back up. Kane, go up. I'm not asking individual. What did he win? Wolfsburg, he won the thingy. What did he win at Bremen? Nothing. He won nothing at Bremen. So you're talking nonsense. That's what I told you. He wasn't that good at Bremen. He wasn't that good when he went to Bremen, I promise you.
Yeah, but he was old when he went to Bremen, like
22. Mourinho, one of the best coaches of this era, decided that he was dog shit and fucked him off.
How many times did Mourinho?
You could just say that back to Salah. He fucked Salah off as well. Listen, he's obviously an unbelievable midfielder, but I don't think he's. I feel like he's very what's it called? Revisionist history works or whatever it is. Right works right now, and everyone goes, "Oh, he's a mate." No one in 5 years is saying that Kevin De Bruyne is one of the best midfielders of all time.
I know you mean, but you're saying by that though. But I don't think
that is the obvious one in that role, isn't you? The class is like the best.
Is that?
Do you think? Do you think De Bruyne's better than Gerrard?
Me? Yeah, I reckon he's a better player than Gerrard. Me. Defensively, it might not be, but he's not
John,
more going
what
forward.
What do you reckon, here, John? I mean, we're non-biased here now. We're probably the best.
Yeah, you're used to as non-biased.
Yeah.
What would you reckon here? Because I personally. I think the thing is with Gerrard, he can go and win you the game. Where, like, I know that De Bruyne can't do that, but he's done it on bigger occasions. I know what you say the Madrid goal in semi final, yeah, it was a big goal for De Bruyne, but I think obviously over his career, Gerrard has done it on bigger occasions with a shit team, and so I think that sort of just gives him the edge.
My thing is, if you pick, imagine picking Gerrard, I know it's impossible to know, and it's just hypotheses, but if you pick Gerrard up and put Gerrard in this City team, could you imagine the numbers he would get and stuff? Running up. What are you shaking your head at, John?
I just don't think they really need him. Like, he used to do everything. They don't really need someone battling everywhere and that. Like,
yeah, they just need someone who's...
Yeah, probably.
I reckon De Bruyne's well more suited to City.
Yes, Supreme then. You asked about Supreme, did you?
Here he is, supreme being.
Technically, like, De Bruyne, like, what he could do with the ball is ahead of Gerrard. Gerrard might have other traits that are better than De Bruyne off the ball, and maybe his aggressiveness and other stuff. But what De Bruyne could do with the ball is clear of Gerrard, I think, personally. But obviously, I'm biased, so I'm going to say that. Mate.
Hey, it is one for you just through the Gerrard thing. Like, this is not taking nothing away from him now. But obviously, he was never as good in an England shirt than what he was in a Liverpool shirt. But do you reckon that's because he had, again, he didn't have to do everything for England like he had to do for
So, bear in mind, I was, until he retired, I was a massive, like, people forget this, I was a massive critic of Gerrard, And I still do say negative things. I'll never forgive Gerrard for that second half performance against Chelsea after the slip. The slip can happen to anyone. Anyone can slip on the pitch. His second half performance as a captain was one of the worst, biggest disgraces of a captain in any Premier League side. Why? Do you want to tell you what fucking why? Because he started shooting on sight for the last half an hour of the game, because he was always Captain Hollywood. He wanted to be fucking, he have his name in lights all the time. Get this, that year, Liverpool, I think Skirtle himself had scored seven headers from corners, all from Gerrard. He stopped taking corners because he wanted to wait on the edge of the box to get something knocked out so he could score, so we could have his name in lights. He stopped taking corners. We had Aspas, Thiago, what was it? Aspas took a corner. Because Gerrard decided he would stop taking corners because he wanted to have his name up in lights. The second half performance against Chelsea was worse than the slip, and it's unforgivable. It's unforgivable as a captain. And he was never a good captain either. I've said that many times. He wasn't a good captain. He was a captain who led by example, right? Because he was obviously Gerrard, and who was miles better than Kevin De Bruyne, by the way. Just because I'm having a little rant about Gerrard doesn't mean he wasn't a miles better than De Bruyne.
This bit is getting clipped as well.
But he was a bad captain. I watched, from the stands, Mascherano talk himself into a second yellow card at Old Trafford, the 7-8 minutes, because Gerrard never got hold of him. Tell me another captain who would ever let Mascherano snap someone, get a yellow card, and then talk himself into a second yellow at Old Trafford by not just grabbing him and saying,
because he melted at the atmosphere, lad, that's why.
And Carragher says it. Carragher says it on that stick to football. He said it a couple of times now. He goes, Gerrard was always the captain who led by example. Whereas you watched him in training where he was 100% all the time, 100 miles an hour, and his performances on the pitch was also like, I am the captain, do you know what I mean? But Carragher was the vocal point. Gerrard, I don't think you ever heard Gerrard shout at refs, argue with refs, shout at all the other players around him. He was just sort of the best player on the pitch, so that's why he was a captain. And if Liverpool fans are honest, which they very rarely are, he got given the captaincy to make him stay, because Sammy Upia was a much better captain than Gerrard ever was, but Gerrard was flirting with Chelsea, and it was like, oh, let's give the Scouser the captain of Liverpool and get him to stay. So what's he saying? Don't say that horrible. Don't say that was horrible, that, wasn't it, mate? How bad was it? See, Liam's backing me up now. That's what it was. It was quintessential Superman Gerrard. The worst second half performance any captain's ever done. And that's what cost the league. If he'd have just played his normal game. Oh, there's my alarm saying ring, Dad. If he'd have just played his normal game, right, what he'd played all season, we'd have probably gone and fucking got a point against that. We only needed a point against that Chelsea side. They were depleted because half the team was injured. Mourinho had the fucking flu, stood there in a body warmer in fucking, I think it was May, on the sidelines. Like, we'd have easily got a point against them because he decided he was just going to take matters into his own hand. He fucked it for us, and it was worse than the slip. So I'm not a, like, blinded Gerrard fan. But if you just stop and look at and think about how these two players were, he's a million times better than Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne's not even top.
Just because you say that he's better, don't mean that he's better.
Boy, he is. No, right, so even this year. So Jack asked about England, so, and this is a hard stick to beat De Bruyne with, but look at, because Gerrard also had good English players around him. But Kevin De Bruyne, what's he managed to do with this Belgium side? This Belgium side had some good players, you know, in it. And Kevin De Bruyne,
Nothing.
Did
they do with that World Cup? They finished third, didn't they? They finished, that was it, the best. They got one at third at a World Cup.
They actually were good that World Cup as well. They actually probably should have got to the final.
They beat England twice, didn't they?
They just fucking bottled it, didn't they? That's just a team that's just not used to being up there, isn't it, at the end of the day. So I think that's very much like our golden generation. I don't think they were used to.
I think what you were saying as well, though, Jack, when you said about England, Jack, I think with Gerrard, Rafa Benitez realised this quite early. Again, this goes plays back into the Captain Hollywood, Superman Gerrard. He never had the discipline to do that. He would fly into tackles and that, but he never had the discipline to be a like sturdy defensive, not defensive midfielder, but a midfielder who could defend because he just wanted to have his name in lights all the time. And I think, if you think, most of Gerrard's best work, his best years, was playing behind the striker. Remember when we played him just behind Torres? And then sometimes he got stuck out on the right as well. Because do you know if Gerrard wasn't Gerrard and a lot of Liverpool fans who were like switched on and was watching it back then? Yes, Jamie, a lot of lads will accept that Rafa, kind of on the sly, the way Rafa likes to wheel and deal on that, would have probably not been that arsed about getting rid of Gerrard to Chelsea in his first season. I promise you now, it sounds ridiculous to say that because he wasn't Gerrard was never. I know he went on to, he was unbelievable when he moved in forward, but he was never really a Rafa Benitez centre midfielder. And I think that's why he never did well for England, because he was always played for England as if he was a full-on centre midfielder. But I don't think, if you think about Gerrard's best years, was Gerrard's best years ever as a centre midfielder? There never was there?
Probably, and I think
they were. And same with Lampard. Was Lampard's best years ever as a sit on his own centre midfielder? Because you think Chelsea in them years, Chelsea played... No, they were. Chelsea played three midfielders with Lampard, the furthest forward of them three, didn't they?
Yeah.
And same with Gerrard.
He was working them back in them fucking main years.
Exactly. And that's why I think...
Yeah, especially when they got to the two Champions League finals as well. They got to the one and they got to the two semis, didn't they? But
yeah,
a lot of the work was done from them big... SCN, McAleely went back there.
McAleely, exactly.
And then obviously Ballard. They even had Deco at one point.
Yeah, Deco, exactly.
You know...
I think
honestly, I was watching a thing the other day. And again, we got off massively on top of the gate, but that Chelsea team in that period between I reckon 2007 to 2010, when Ancelotti, because Ancelotti won it in 2010, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Really, mate, that team was arguably. I mean, United and Chelsea should have been back-to-back Champions League finals, weren't they? About that dodgy fucking game against Barcelona, but that Chelsea team was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
It was ridiculous.
But yeah, I think if you think about it, with the England side, I think it was weird because back then I don't think there was many forward-thinking managers. Everything was 4-4-2. If 4-4-3 was a thing back then, and you'd have played, because I know it kicked on a bit later with Scholes and that, but if you'd have had Scholes sitting behind Gerrard and Lampard as a three, and then three ahead of them, I feel like England would have won a lot more, or maybe challenged for a lot more.
The Neville programme was talking about that though, and when that was a thing, Scholes was like
he didn't want to. Yeah, I did see that. Scholes didn't want to play there, did he? And then he admits later on that he was buzzing to play there.
Yeah,
weird one. When England, I feel like England was just always so weird. Like I don't feel like what they say. They talk about it in that as well. I feel like it was doomed to fail because of the rivalries back then. Yeah, they never liked each other. And O'Carriger said it was. If you think about how it was back then, you had United were known for the English core players. They were Mr. United. Liverpool was Carragher and Gerrard. Chelsea was Terry and Lampard. It was like, it wasn't they were rivals. It was like they was the clubs. Do you know what I mean? They was the rivalry.
Yeah.
Neville said it. Neville said they never even used to eat dinner together and stuff, did they? No. Whereas you get the impression now they all... I feel like you'd be impression
fucking cocks now, aren't they? So,
yeah, and then they all love each other. They literally, how bad is it? No, they love each other.
And Van Dijk and De Bruyne are like best mates, aren't they?
No, I find it so weird. Like, you think, like, so really? United will play City, yeah. And United win 2-0, Rashford scores 2. Rashford will tweet, or put an Instagram post. Trent will comment positive things on Rashford's Instagram thing. In my head, I just find it so mad.
That's why footy's boring and that now. Like,
yeah, it's so weird.
There's no needle.
Nothing, literally nothing now.
They're not entertaining. Remember when like Chelsea Spurs had a game a few years ago? There's about 20 yellow cards.
When they finished second, the Tottenham finished second year. Yeah. But you wouldn't get that anymore now. They all like pick each other up.
To be fair, there was fucking no two reds in the last game that they had. And that was it, the 4-4.
Romero, red card, yellow card,
two in about 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You do get it, but it's more because of the decisions of the ref, innit? Not because of the
has made it, so you can't have needle as well. You can't do any slight things or nothing, can you?
Big time.
How can, just to finish on the Gerrard thing with what Liam said there, how can you forget that, mate? I remember Walker, so we lost that game 2-0, yeah. Gerrard started on the bench. Was it 2-0 or 1-0? 2-0, I think it was 2-0. Gerrard starts on the bench. Rodgers brings him on, and he gets sent off first tackle 20 seconds after the second half kickoff, yeah. And I'm walking out the ground, and I'm hearing Scousers going, at least he put in a tackle, and I'm thinking, are you fucking mad? At least he put in a tackle, he got sent off, and we got fucking beat. What do you mean, at least he put in a tackle?
That was Matt's old red kick.
Matt, yeah, straight over the ball, and Matt snapped him. Yeah. I remember the red card just comes out, and I'm just thinking, just another Captain Hollywood get himself in the fucking lights. Yes, Paul. Right, anyway, right, let's get back on topic because we're 40 minutes in now and we've done one.
40 minutes?
One result we've done. Hang on, I've lost the agenda. Right, so we'll go to the...
We'll get on to last night with John, innit?
Get on that Everton game last night in the relegation battle.
Well, hang on. Listen, we'll quickly get through Burnley and Arsenal and Tottenham. So Burnley, Arsenal, 5-0. I feel like that was just a team fighting for the league against a struggling team at the bottom. Burnley are probably going to get relegated. What are you saying, John?
They've gone a bit mad, Arsenal, haven't they? Just putting goals.
Oh, yeah, 6-5. But do you not feel like Arsenal being the clear third team at the minute, for a squad like Arsenal or a team like Arsenal's, where they're not really like, I hate the word, but you know, like Liverpool used that mentality monsters, they're a bit fragile. I feel like them being third is the best position for them to beat everyone. They're just like Chelsea and City and Liverpool are probably playing earlier, picking up points, and then they just go, you know, smack everyone a few things.
Yeah, but then do they sneakily just keep themselves in a title race by beating everyone going under the radar?
100%.
They are doing it at the moment. They are doing it at the moment, definitely.
Who've they got next? Haven't they got, like I said, their run of games in good? If Kane can bring that up for their run of games, I'm sure their next six games aren't very...
They've got the toughest next five, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, not carrying at all through.
And then Tottenham Wolves, what we've been about for a few weeks. Jumping quick on Tottenham Wolves, just to get rid of these fixtures, because we'll have to probably miss a few of these subjects. Well, I suppose we don't really have to. Yeah. Tottenham Wolves, anybody watch that? I've seen the highlights running on the treadmill. What are we saying about Tottenham under this?
Yeah, let's just have a quick
here we go, here we go,
Newcastle,
here we go.
That was it. Newcastle, Portal, Chelsea City.
Chelsea. Yeah, it's a tough run in that. Brighton away as well.
Away.
We know what
never
happened last year.
Brighton away. And Villa, but then again, Villa's. I speak to a Villa fan, yeah. And it was when they were playing United away.
Oh, mate, their fixtures are not good for them. I mean,
tough fixtures, they're back. They should be beating Old Trafford as well.
Hopefully,
we'll
just let him
win. Yeah, but you're obviously, if there's absolutely anything riding on that fucking Everton game, you know, Everton going to roll over and let them fucking roll, beat up.
I've heard that show before. And what else would we do? We don't have a chance. We don't have a choice but to roll over. That's what happens. We might need to win still.
Right, we're going to go to the City-Chelsea game and we'll throw it to Aaron. Go on, what was your thoughts on the City-Chelsea game? What's Aaron like? What does that say for the title race?
We touched on it before. I don't think it changes anything in terms of the title race. I mean, I think the title race is coming down to them games. City, Liverpool, Anfield, City, Arsenal at City. It's coming down to them games, isn't it? And our record in them games so far this season aren't great. So if we carry on as we are in them type of games, then it's going to be tough for us to win the league. But out of the teams that are challenging, obviously, yous have got that momentum and Klopp's last year and all that thing going on. That's a little boost for yous, but we've been there and done that now the last couple of seasons. So when it comes to like the pressure and that, we know our team and our manager and everyone around the squad can handle that pressure, which we've seen Arsenal fold to last year. So for me, the game itself, it was our first draw in about 12 games. We won about 10, 11 on the bounce before that. So, you know, you can't win them all, can you? So performance-wise, it was just the same old, pretty underwhelming performance, but just one of them couldn't get the goals. We had the chances, just couldn't put me in the back of the net. So it's pretty much like tonight, actually, because I keep trying to peek over to this game. The amount of chances that we've had is a joke.
Second half, though, you're struggling, you know.
I can hear it. This is the worst bit about this is I can hear the game, but I was thinking, shall I do this in the front room? But if any, obviously none of you do. But I watched that fucking the live chat I done the other week from the front room. How bad was that? I went live.
Missing pure chances or something. Is that what it is?
First half, you missed loads of chances. Second half, they're just not playing very well.
Just Polly Harland, isn't it? Just Polly Harland missing loads of chances because he's fucking dog shit.
Yeah, man,
right, we'll jump on that. Right. So City will. Anyone can drop points at home to Chelsea. But forget, even just Chelsea having a bad run, they're still a Chelsea, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? We'll go on to Luton United because I didn't watch the game, but I watched the highlights and I didn't realise your first goal was that fucking lucky and the second goal was that lucky. And then one thing I'm just going to say this and then I'm going to pass it over to you. When has there been a Premier League game in the last season and a half where there's been 4 minutes of added time? Ever? I don't think I've seen a Premier League game where there's not been at least seven.
Having said that, lad, fuck all happened. It was a fucking shit game, you know.
Well, I'm going to pass you the full game onto you, Gwan. Give us a bit of what happened.
Well, I only see in the first 5 minutes the two goals. Didn't watch any of the first half of rough out my head. So mates were wrong. So scan that and I caught the last half an hour of the second half. And Neville said, well, I must have missed like the chances that he was saying because I watched the Gary Neville like podcast that he does with Peter Jory. And he was basically saying that the second half was better than the first half. And I was thinking, well, fucking hell, it was better than I'd hate to have seen the full first half because it was fucking pretty poor. But I don't think much happened in the game, really, did it? I think that's why. I know what you're saying about 400 minutes, but I think what was their manager saying? Moaning saying it's only because United. I think
that's all right. I'll be honest, that's all I'm picking it up on. I'm just picking it up off the manager saying it.
I do understand what he's saying because of barring that, but there was nothing happened in the game. Nothing. Literally nothing. It was just two chances. We missed a couple of cities.
All the goals were in the first half as well, weren't they?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, fully. Chance, everything in that second half. So 1-0 City, apparently.
1-0
City. Yeah. Who's got that there, Liam? 1-0.
What happens when we're all miles away?
Yeah, you know it's going to be here, don't we? It's going to have to be.
No, it's not. It's not 1-0 City at all. He's talking shit.
It is 1-0. It is.
Oh, is it?
Alan,
come on!
Suppose if you get five chances a game, you'll score one, wouldn't you? You fucking
first chance in the game.
You think seriously now? So you swap Nunes for Haaland? Do you think Nunes doesn't get the same numbers as Haaland?
Oh, lad, Nunes has missed just as many chances.
Who gets more chances a game, Nunes or Haaland? Then
obviously Haaland, mate.
Why has Nunes missed the exact same amount of big chances as him?
Because it's just that's what it is. it is, isn't it? He's just not confident. Because when you play for Liverpool compared to when you play City, your confidence is higher. Because City, even though Haaland misses the same amount of chances in a million more, he still scores loads more because he gets more chances. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with anything.
Didn't Nunes break the record?
We're not asked about Nunes and Haaland. I just brought it up for a joke. We're not bothered about that, boys. We're not discussing
Haaland.
Yeah.
Going back onto United, Gary Neville actually said, hey, Neville kept saying and Scholes posted on his story, want his daughter's feet even this time. He posted about saying that United were one of the weirdest teams ever watched. A team that never plays well ever, but just win. We're just winning at the moment. So long may it continue. I've got Fulham at the weekend. I think we'll beat Fulham. I think a bit more. Casemiro started off the season bad, but like I said, I only seen a certain part of the Luton game, but I've watched everything prior to that, and he definitely has calmed it 100%. He definitely lost the yard of pace this season, but I feel like having someone like Manu next to him. Yeah, but he's played the whole game. I didn't get one then, did I?
Yeah, if a defensive midfielder gets a yellow in the first 10 minutes and then doesn't get a yellow, they can't knock him for the yellow.
Everyone was saying it would have been soft.
What are you saying? What were you saying then, John?
I was saying Casemiro, everyone was saying he should have got a second yellow, but it would have been a bit harsh. First half, it was like two minutes after it,
you could have given a second yellow for it, no way.
What you say, John?
But then he just stopped leaving his leg in.
United were terrible. First half. Yeah,
first half, that's what I mean. When Neville said that, though, John, he said second half much better. I was just thinking, fucking hell, which was bad this second half. I didn't enjoy watching it anyway.
Mad.
So, what do you reckon? I know Ten Hag said it afterwards because I did watch the last 10 minutes of the game because obviously I was assuming that Luton might score. And I've seen Ten Hag's. I had it in the background. I can't remember what I was doing, maybe cooking or something. And Ten Hag said, like, we are fully in the race for top four, which obviously you are. You are in the race for top four. You,
we are, because other teams are going to drop points. Yeah, Tottenham and Villa have gone at like, a couple of results and then have just had a bit of a fight.
Villa will drop. I feel like Villa will drop off. They'll drop off.
Spurs, you know, Spurs at the end of the day.
I reckon Villa sixth. United fifth,
yeah.
Spurs fourth.
So is it? I know we can just knock this off the agenda for later. Is it top five this year? Is it going to be?
The same. Basically,
how it works, it's that coefficient stuff. So basically, City and Arsenal do well in the Champions League this year and go far. It's basically two countries are going to get an extra Champions League spot based on performances in the last couple of years.
Is that because there's more people in the Champions League next season?
Yeah. Well, he's still the same amount, but I think still first.
No, there's more teams. Like, no, there's more teams. Actually,
definitely more teams. Basically, if the English teams left in the Champions League and Europa League go further, which it's looking like they will, because City are already 3-1 up in that, then it's going to be going down to fifth place. So you can pretty much guarantee that fifth place in the Premier League is going to get Champions League, and it'll probably be United won't it.
So
what they were saying today, an article today saying that because there's more Spanish and Italian teams left in Europe, there's more of a chance that they're going to get it, aren't they? That's what they're saying at the moment. But I mean,
is this because United
the standard team is obviously not
as bad. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Is this because United and Newcastle basically showed up the whole fucking country in Europe this year? Is that why it's a bit of a like? Is that why you're relying on fucking Newcastle, City and Arsenal, because used to are fucking pathetic, by the way. How did you not get your group?
Part of the group?
Sit, at least Newcastle had
a group. Even worse with Bayern.
Newcastle had a bit of a group of death. Bayern Munich was like the runaway leaders because it was Bayern Munich and everyone thought it was Bayern Munich, but look how shit they are.
They'll still go through then, though, surely.
What is it, Napoli or Lazio?
Lazio. 1-0
down to Lazio.
And they've got a goal at home as well.
I think away goals have fucking good. I know he's got a topic where I think away goals have killed the Champions League.
Said that, mate, to our as last week. I said it, but you get a good argument for it. You can say in one sense it has, but then at the end of the day, you're going through based on how good, you know, merit of winning that game.
That's terrible. Think of the thingy moment. The what's he called? Lucas Moura. Was that you're missing what? Like, I remember.
Yeah,
obviously, we're all
so
older,
City have been on both sides of it with the away goals. We got knocked out of Monaco and Tottenham off on away goals, and was obviously both in the quarterfinals. But then on the flip side of it, since away goals got took out, if away goals was a thing, when Mahrez scored that goal at the Bernabeu, that game's finished. Then
finished.
Because there's no away goals. They've gone and scored two and probably done one of the biggest comebacks in the Champions League. So it goes both ways. For me, I think it's better
true,
for a team to win it than win it on away goals.
True, because that Madrid game will go down in history, one of the best games ever. And like you said, Mahrez scores that goal. No, you don't. Yeah, Mahrez scores that goal, the tie's over. But come on, mate, especially when you're there, especially for an away fan, when you was at a European away, and obviously, John, you can just mute if you want in a minute. When you're at a European away and you score that, you know yourself, you score that goal. I remember Torres scoring it at the San Siro. Yeah, when we played Inter Milan, and we were 2-0 up from the first leg, and Torres brings it down on the edge of the box, turns, and still anyone who was there, I was there, will tell you this was what. Don't know why, because there's been so many more important goals than that. It's one of the best ever falls of all time. Yeah, ever. And I don't know why, but obviously Torres turns on the edge of the box and scores that, and it's the away goal, and the tie is done. And I remember as well, Old Trafford, the Coutinho goal against Hughes.
Yeah.
Was you at that game?
Nah, you ran the pitch, didn't he, basically?
So, we beat you 2-0 at Old Trafford.
That's Europa, that, wasn't it? That was Europa.
Yeah, Europa. Beat you 2-0 at Anfield, but then you were winning, it was 1-0 at home, and you was on top of us as well. And it was, you were massively on top. Do you know what I mean? Like there was only going to be another team, and then he scores that, and it's like, well, you got to go score three in the second half now. And it just away goals, it made every game like on a knife edge. Away goals, like yeah.
I'm sure. I remember who he ghosted past. I remember seeing a byline of it on TikTok. And he ghosted
it was a Portuguese kid. Portuguese kid.
Is it not Rojo?
No, it was a Portuguese lad, Pereira.
Was it? Nah, he's a brilliant name. But he I remember him ghosting past him in midfield, and then it was just awful. And then he just a little, yeah, the finish at the end. De Gea just kicked it back at his front post, didn't he?
That is the best half time of all time ever. I remember, yes, Coutinho scores. Anyone else will tell you was there. Coutinho scored, and then it all went off. And then I remember looking up, and the players were leaving for half time. And it was all still going off, and everyone was singing, and that flares going off. And then the next thing, I looked, and the players were coming back on the pitch. I think it's been 15 minutes of it. It was the best ever. I'm watching it now. Who did he go past? Hold on. Yeah, 30. Who was number 30? I'm sure it's Pereira.
Third set.
I'm sure it was that Pereira kid you had at the time. Hang on, I'll see right now. I think it was him. No, it's not. Yeah, it is.
I don't think he would have been in the squad under that.
He's with V. But I can't read it because it's dead blurry. V. For number 30, V. Oh, fuck off, Liam. You're just bad news, you. But anyway, we really need to get back. John, you take the floor here, mate. So we're going to go to the relegation six-pointer that happened on the Monday Night Football between new manager bounce Palace and Everton. 1-1. Go on, John. Take it away. What happened in that game? Did you go, John?
Yeah. Just the press on that, honestly. That was the worst. We probably played worse in a couple of away games. The worst home game by a mile.
That bad?
People are.
I watched the first 5 minutes and fell asleep.
Palace are missing Gay, Eze, Elise, Decourt. Missing half the team.
Yeah.
Listen, you started Ashley Young right mid. For what reason?
Yeah, I was doing my little bet builder that I like to do. My little 50p. And I put Young yellow card, yeah. And then I realised that it was the same thing. No, it was something to do with Tarkowski was like odds different to do it with Young. And I thought, why is that? Why is Young's odds to get a yellow card so bad? I looked and he was playing right wing. Has Ashley Young played on the wing in the last 5 years for anybody?
He's played for us there for like a good few weeks, but we've had no players. So it's been like, you can understand it a little bit. But then, our players are back. You've got Harrison, who's been one of our best players. He's not great on the ball, but off it, he's so important.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop running. Drops him for Ashley Young to keep his place. Doesn't do anything right. All he does is give fouls away. He's so bad, he can't
run. Hey, John, I see the stat they brought on yesterday as well. The amount of games that you've not without. Is Onana been injured for a bit? Or has he been out? Or is it? But is either him or one of them mids that you've got? Your record without the one of them is just dreadful. And with him, he's a lot better. Sure, I can't remember which one. It might have been Decore. I can't remember what it was. I was here thinking, oh, they must have been missing.
It might
have been Decore. Because I said they've had one win in 12. One win in 12. It is.
With Decore or without him?
No, just I mean, that's the record now in general. Right. They've had one win in 12, last 12. So, and there was a
game where
he had like eight unbeaten.
It feels like you were flying and then you got the 10 points. And it was like, oh, well, they were flying anyway, they'll be fine. I don't know, like, I thought you'd go into, like, a sort of, like, siege mentality, and I feel like you've not.
We flew after the point deduction, we won 4 on the spin, didn't concede the goal.
After?
Yeah. Okay. And since then, we've won 1-11, which is obviously shit, but...
I have seen a little bit of a tiny bit, and I know, I think sometimes we think that Twitter's, like, the be-all, and I know where it's, like, Twitter's such a small, like, sample size compared to the... If you go to Goodison... Probably about 5% of the people in Goodison have Twitter. But I have seen a few people turning on Daesh.
No, that's nonsense. He's done one bad thing for me, and it started actually Young last night, but that doesn't... that's not an issue, is it? Like, on the grand scheme of things.
Diesel and Daesh, you're there.
We haven't won for, like, 11 or something. We've still played all right. Like, we don't look anywhere like a relegation team.
Yeah. John, you haven't won a game in 11, mate. You can't have played anywhere near all right.
No, we have. We won one in 11. We haven't won in 7. 4 of them were City twice, Spurs twice, and Villa. That's 5 games.
Yeah. I know, obviously, but why are you struggling to score goals? What is the problem?
Because we haven't got a striker who can score a goal, yeah.
Beto,
he's going to have to go in the summer, isn't he? He's going to have to.
Who?
Try and get whatever. No, Beto. No, but
Beto to me strikes of two different seasons on loan at mad clubs and then sold for like 6 million back to whoever you bought him from.
Yeah,
Beto. Hey, who else is that other young kid? John, yeah, who's that lad from Sporting? What's he done? Like, is he any good?
I don't know, lad. Who's seen him?
I know that's what
he's not even been playing.
What a weird signing.
John would seem like he was interested in talking about football until we've got onto Everton.
Jumiti's a mad one because he looked like he could be a good player, but not right now when we've spent 15 mil on him when we need.
Yeah, you don't need to be making them signings right now.
Oh, listen, we should be 12th. Like,
that's true.
Off relegation, so it's a bit frustrating.
It is true,
Is that where you'd be?
That's where they would be if they didn't fucking get cheat and break the rules. You know what I mean? It's not like they've not just been given. They didn't Someone wasn't stood behind a fucking post box, and when Everton like rolled past the post box, they jumped out and gave them 10 points. They broke the rules and got given 10 points. Man, you know what I mean? That's what happened. You break the rules.
Kane, just unmute your mic and speak. Lad. It's all right.
Tell him, Kane. He's not unmuted his mic. So he Get him off. Anyway, hey,
don't you find out tomorrow if you got the appeal?
I don't know. I've been checking every day. I'm thinking it'll come out today, and it just doesn't. So
I see something that apparently the club know now, and it should be reported by Ornstein by tomorrow. Because I think he finds out personally. David, he gets it off the press early doors. Him, David Ornstein, he's right in there, isn't
it? If the club knew, and it was good.
As the horse, I'm going to move this on. Sorry, guys. Right, we're going to get off Everton because no one's actually that arsed about Everton. Even John's not that arsed about Everton. So we were talking about the title race and top four. So what we're saying, so I know it's too early to say these weekend's results do anything for the title race. I think we're all in agreement that the title race will probably go quite to the wire-ish.
Are we going to go through who reckon's going to nick it? John, who do you think he's going to take it?
Yeah, go on. John, who's going to win the league?
I think Mike Case and Supreme are asked about Everton. They haven't spoke all night and now they can't fucking shut them up.
Supreme being, he's back.
Go ahead, I won't even listen
now. Supreme's a Newcastle fan, isn't he?
Yeah, Newcastle fans are just oddball.
Oh, yeah, you Newcastle and City. Newcastle and Everton have got that weird little beef like Newcastle, like City, Everton and West Ham had for years. Do you remember the old West Ham Twitter beef?
Supreme be sat there and is now just top off.
Go on, Johnny. Who are you having for the league this year, bro?
Who's going to win the league?
I'm going to go Arsenal for fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Cannon, I'm watching the City. I haven't seen.
I'm not going against any. You know, I'm not going against anyone. But until proven otherwise, they're still the best team.
Yeah, I think what Aaron's saying there. I think it's until proven otherwise, because I think we've watched Arsenal bottle the league last season. We've watched Liverpool not be able to get over the line twice when it's close. And City have just done it before, and they know how to do it. They know how to go and win loads on the spin. Yeah. And if you had to put your money on, not who's the best team, not who's the most likely to win it, who out of the three teams is the least likely to bottle a league title? You'd say City, wouldn't you?
To be fair, you'd say City for all three questions.
Yeah. No, you would. Yeah, probably. Yeah, you would. What are you saying, Jack?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with City, mate. I think the only...
United.
The only thing that I think...
United are going to turn it around. They're going to win if United won every game, no, back end of the season, every single game, would you even... Would that even possible to win a league?
No, probably not, mate.
Probably.
Right, so go on.
I think the only thing that... And it kills me to say it, and it'd be my worst fucking nightmare, is if you just did this fairy tale ending for fucking Klopp, and I think that'd be my worst night. To be fair,
he does 20 fist bumps to the cop. Man, not Merck and banned.
Role for City, or you've won it again, and I fucking love the fact that you've won it, and the fact that you didn't get to celebrate it proper. So the longer that goes on, the better for me. So I'd probably rather City won four and about and you be able to celebrate at least.
How can you say you want City to win the four?
There's a different rivalry with City with United.
Yeah, I know. I think if we hadn't won, even if maybe we hadn't, maybe not, because that would have been different, because then it would have been ending the way. I think if we weren't going to make it 20, I think maybe you'd be saying something different.
I think that's another thing as well. I mean, we're not going to compete for the title for the next three, 4 years minimum. And that's bearing in mind that everything goes right. Do you know what I mean? So
which and no one else does anything. Like, yous are hoping that you not even taking the piss. I think yous are hoping that yous get everything right, and we like everyone else. Yeah, Michael's right.
Yeah, the only
it's already clear, Mike. Yeah. It's already clear.
Never in a million years.
I don't think. See, it's another thing. I'm not, and this is again, not just saying this for effect. Ferguson, I would have Klopp and Pep over Ferguson. Seriously.
Mate, move it on, boys. Move it on. What is that?
Listen.
Two shell.
Like, you dominated England for 30 years, yeah? Best part of 3 decades, you dominated England, yeah? And would regularly get dumped out of the Champions League at the quarterfinal because he was a flat-track bully. He could outspend everyone. Bear in mind, the thing where someone said how much he'd spent. He spent $3.5 billion if you up it for inflation, yeah? So he was able to just buy all the best players up from the league. If someone had a good player, Leeds had Rio Ferdinand, Everton had Wayne Rooney, he was able to just gobble up all the best players in the league, yeah, for years, so outspend everybody for years, kept winning the league and winning all the domestic trophies. And then anytime there was a little bit of pushback, Arsenal were good for a couple of years. They take league titles off you. Chelsea were good for a couple of years. They take league titles off you. Yeah. But you was never able to do it in Europe.
We won the league with Cleverley, Anderson, fucking Darren Fletcher, Fabio.
Yeah.
We beat Arsenal 8-2 with that team. Danny Welbeck.
And then what happened when you won the league that season? Fergie knew how bad it was going and jumped off a sinking ship, mate.
Yeah, but how does that make him any worse than manager than what you have got? Your manager knows that you can't get any money out of you, so he's fucking off.
So how many European Cup finals did Fergie get you to in 28 years or whatever it was?
Four.
Liverpool have been in 3 in 7 years, 7-8 years in the pot.
We hit three and four, didn't we?
In the conversation, he's won everything once or something, and he's one of our four cups in about.
Yeah, but has he ever been a team that just dominates financially like United or City?
So what? No, United didn't dominate financially from.
Fuck off! Yes, they did.
Not from 2004 onwards when Chelsea come.
2 decades they dominated.
Yeah,
Chelsea
won everything after that.
Mate, you're mad.
Obviously, Newcastle late 90s were giving it a bit spending wise. They were spending up there, yeah, Newcastle.
Getting Genoa, who did you bring in? Genoa, fucking
Shearer.
Well, Shearer. Les Ferdinand, but he's here for a bit before that one.
Let's just do it's not obviously, it's just hypothetical. Make or break question, yeah. Put Fergie in this Liverpool team for the last decade. Does he have the same success as Klopp? Put Klopp in United's team for 28 years, outspending everybody else. Does he have the same? You're mad if you say Klopp doesn't win everything that Fergie won.
I think it's a bit of a done argument to be fair. I don't think there's really any comparison with either, to be honest. Nah. And yeah, but lad, you're obviously going to say that because you've been used to watching him on limited funds, but you've still spent 700 odd million with him. So you're saying it as if you don't get any money at all.
We have to recoup all that and sell more. We have to sell We'll have to use Gomez as a makeshift left back, right back, and centre half because anyone that's worth any money that's not playing has to be sold to buy these players. Yeah, there's never been a case where.
Yeah, but that's only because of the rule come in went back after Fergie left.
It's not because of the rule. It's because we've got because that order
pretty much in what 2013 did it start that.
Right. So let's just
dodge that, didn't we? That's why we've been safe for so many years.
To do the thing, yes. All right. Remember when we signed Van Dijk and Alisson? Yeah. We had to sell Coutinho, our best player, head and shoulders best player as well. He was our head and shoulders best player. We had to sell him to buy Van Dijk and Alisson. Name me a time when City under Pep or Fergie, or United under Fergie, ever had to sell their best player to go and buy a player. Ever. You had to. You couldn't buy the players unless you sold your best player. It's never happened.
I know, but City are
not our best player. Nah. We've never let go of our best player, really.
Yeah, because you don't have to, because you've got financial muscle. It's just listen. Realistically, obviously, Fergie's a better manager than Klopp, but I just mean if you put Klopp in.
Yeah. What a waste of 10 minutes.
Listen, we can all from there.
let's go to the big manager here, Michael Beale, mate. Let's get on to him because he's next topic.
Is he the next topic? Listen, we're not skipping this. We're not skipping the Manchester United managerial topic because this is the big thing. Man United's managerial topic, right? This is all for you, Jack. Yeah. So, three questions, and you can answer them however you want. Should United keep Ten Hag? Yeah, first question. Second question, if he finishes top four, is it impossible to sack him? Third question, do you think the board want to keep him around? Go on, all
the board,
three.
The board, the default keeping him, default 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no one out there to get, is there? All that? Yeah, that's why I'm keeping him.
That's the thing. There's no one. We're realising that now. There's no one out there, is there, at the minute?
There's literally no. And let's be saying, we're never seen him getting anywhere near Xabi Alonso, are we? And he's probably that hot property at the moment in Europe. But obviously, that Bayern could potentially take him now if they throw the book at him. Because he said that they're the two teams that he's that his career he wants to manage in Liverpool and Bayern. And I think if he had the option, I think he'd probably take Bayern now rather
than the
job, in my opinion.
Why would you not?
Obviously, you've got a thing. But yeah, going back to it, I think he's impossible to sack if you get top four. Impossible. But I don't think they're going to anyway. I just don't think that. I think what they'll do is they'll get all these people in above him, give him another year with a better structure above him in terms of a CEO, director of football, and etc. And we're getting ahead of recruitment in as well. We just missed out on Brighton's fella, haven't we, who's gone to Chelsea today.
Yeah.
But I think they'll see how he gets on as a year as that, and then they'll potentially look at going elsewhere. But like you say, with a club like Liverpool, United, City, when Pep comes to it, when Pep goes, and even Chelsea now, really, if they get rid of Potts, where do you even go at the moment?
There's no managers at the minute.
Everyone see what it was like for Spurs in summer, and then they didn't even want Postecoglou. That was like their eighth choice manager. Arne Slot was the main guy, wasn't he? He was all over.
Went through Pure before they got round to Ange. Like you said, that Arne Slot for Feyenoord was like prime. Priority. Then they went on to someone else and someone else.
I just think when I said I don't want Alonso to be the next manager, not because I don't think he's going to be a good manager. I just think the next manager of Liverpool is 100% going to fail, no matter what. You don't want to be the man who follows the man. And I don't want him to be, I don't want Alonso, I don't want to lose what we could have in Alonso by him getting hounded out because he doesn't hit the ground running. And our fans are some of the worst fans ever, by the way. And they will hound him out because a lot of our fans now, a lot of the more vocal fans are kids and that, have never known anything else other than Klopp and success. They've never known the dog shit days under Hodgson, Rodgers, Kenny Dalglish's fucking second turn, you know what I mean? Like, they've never known this. But then when people go to me, well, go on then, if not Alonso, who else? And I just think, I go Conte and Mourinho because I'm not out of a loop of football. I ain't got a fucking clue. People go, what about Sporting Lisbon's manager? Do you think I have a fucking clue Sporting Lisbon's fucking manager?
To be fair, that is who we were. That is the main guy that we were linked with. But I don't have a fucking clue what his name is.
Couldn't tell you his name now.
But we were linked. That's like the... It was him. And mate, I keep seeing this fucking talk of Potter with Vinicius, but I think it's just because he's British. That's the only reason to keep...
Who's that?
...near the United job.
Oh, Potter, mate.
But that's the only reason
to keep him
near that.
Just to answer Michael's question there. Just answer Michael's question there when I'm saying that. I think... For Alonso, well, he's so early in his career, why would you not go to Munich where, realistically, you're going to win the league probably two years in a row, you'll win a couple of trophies, you'll enhance your career. Whereas if he goes to Liverpool, if he goes to Liverpool, he could bust, do you know what I mean? The owners are not going to just throw big amounts of money at it. And he could, I think... What I think in my head could be true, where he's going to come into this club, look at the players and think, and within two training sessions, realise these players are not that good. These midfielders Liverpool have all signed are not that good. We're just very, Klopp has got a system and he makes all the players mould to the system. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I said, with Brighton and stuff, I think taking that Liverpool job so early in his career is a big risk. And whereas taking the Bayern Munich job is not a risk, is it, realistically?
Surely you can't go from potentially winning the league or winning the league with Leverkusen and then go straight over to Bayern.
If you was to win the league with West Ham, and then as soon as you won the league with West Ham, you left and took the United job, West Ham fans will love you forever anyway. They won't care. And Leverkusen fans have never won the league. If he wins them that league title leaves to Bayern Munich, they will still hold him in this god-level regard. It's not going to be like...
He's already done a bigger achievement in Germany. Will there be anything left for him in Germany if he wins the league this year in Germany? That's all I'm saying.
No.
I probably agree with that. Yeah, I probably agree with that. Go on, John. What are you saying, mate?
Earballs.
Alonso to Liverpool and should Ten Hag.
Not a Alonso to Liverpool. Do you think Ten Hag? Do you like Ten Hag, Jeff?
I first season loved him. This season, I just think we've just not got going once, have we? And I think he's put in difficult position where with the injuries and that. I just want to see him next year. I have no fucking control over who we fucking sign. Like, literally, I do not want to see one Dutch player come into this from the Dutch one player from Dutch league. He come into this United team. I think we need to fucking just get rid of Anthony straight away and just go with someone with a bit of, who can guide him and say, right, we've identified this is what we want you to go with and work with it. And I know we moaned like that previously about managers not having the say, but I said it the first time when I come on here in winter last year. Mate, his signings are awful. So I do like him. I do like him, but he's got. I mean, look, he could potentially end up finishing in Champions League though this season, which would be a fucking miracle if you consider how bad we fucking played. We've not had a good season, have we? Never had one good game where I think we looked that decent, and that was fucking Chelsea. That was the Chelsea game. Dominated them from start to finish.
I think he said Neville and Keane were saying that with some managers, and they think this is what Ten Hag would be. I don't think he would like. I feel like at Ajax, he wasn't in charge of the signings, and then because United had been so disjointed in terms of the I feel like I was directly talking to Jacqueline, like just me talking to Jack, and then now he's left. It's put me off. I feel like I was looking in his eyes when I was talking to him. I was talking to him.
I had a click off it by accident. Sorry, lad.
I seen you click it off as well on that time. Yeah,
you know what it is? I've had a fucking hacker on me, jacking it. That's what it is.
Time, I feel like he would. I don't think he'd mind just being told to coach the players. Because he's made some bad player signings. Anthony, 100 million euros, whatever it was.
Why doesn't he sign coach the players then? Because players aren't getting coached, there's no way.
Well,
What is your style of play as well? Because he came in, and I feel like he's just like, I feel like his style of play was pass and move. And then I feel like
I honestly could, I'm not even joking here now. This season, I could not tell you. Last year, it was. Stick to what we were good at and go fucking long and try and get them on the counter every time.
Counter attack, wasn't it?
That's what it was. This year, I honestly, God, I could not fucking.
I feel like he wasn't, though. I feel like when he. Yeah, he's obviously counter attacking, as in, like, that's what the. If you had a. That's the shell. The shell of United is counter attack. But I feel like when he came in, it was known as this passing thing. And I think he realised, this is not a knock. That's probably more of a positive on him. He realised, listen, these players cannot play the Ajax way. Let's go counter-attack, which is good because you ended up having a good season. But now I feel like he's sort of stuck between two different styles. Like, what? Not really implementing his own style. Whilst really also...
Got going, has he, bro? So, I think we'll just see what the second half of this season. I'm sure we'll touch on United a fair bit over the next few weeks because we've got FA Cup coming up in a couple of weeks. We need to get through. We need to have a decent cup running that big time just to try and give us something to be positive about. And I think we play City, don't we?
Got the derby soon, lad.
Right. Say what, boys. An hour and 20 minutes on, so I'm gonna, as a quite bad horse, I'm gonna move us on to the next topic because we're no way we're gonna finish all these topics. We've not even got to next week's fixture.
Do one or two more. We'll call it.
Yeah. So yeah. I was going to talk about the Champions League as it gone boring, but we can do that next week. We'll do that, whatever. Yeah, we'll move on to that one. So we'll just go on. We'll just have a little quick run through because obviously we need to do these because then they'll be expired by next week. Next week's fixtures. So Chelsea Tottenham. We're not going to break this one down. I'm just going to go through all. So Aaron, Chelsea Tottenham, who's going to win?
Where's it at? Tottenham?
At Chelsea.
I'm going to say that Chelsea nick a 2-1 or win by one goal, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm saying.
A little win. I don't feel like, I think Tottenham are, I don't know, they're a bit up and down at the moment.
Go on, Jack, what are you saying?
When is that game, though?
How long is it after the final?
Well, hang on, yeah, fucking hell, that's...
Oh, lad, leggy.
Man, but, okay. Okay, everybody, let's just move on from that game. So we're going to go Brighton. We'll go Brighton-Everton. Brighton-Everton, John, you can break this. What's going to happen with Brighton-Everton? I know that was the scene of your famous win last year. I'd say probably Everton's best performance last season. A game where I watched that, I put that whole game on thinking you were going to get run over. And from what, like 3 minutes in, was it the Corey scored?
Yeah.
And you so. Just ran them out and you just absolutely dominated them. So go on, what's going to happen?
Oh, shit. I think we're going to win 1-0. I do. I just think, you know, when these little weird stats come out and runs happen, they always come to
end.
The only reason I doubt it is because we battered them last year. It makes me think, are we going to beat them twice?
But sometimes a manager, I was saying, well, I didn't even finish this about before. I was thinking about Hodgson with Pep. I always feel like Hodgson
just has something. Yeah.
Finds, like, probably takes pride in the fact that even though he'll be the first to admit that Pep's a far better manager than him, has got a far better career, I think sometimes, like, these old English managers like the fact that they can get one over on these managers.
And I think,
they do. Do you know what I mean? They think, like, who the fuck do you think you are? And they get one over on them. Because Hodgson, I find this mad, me, and it's not just that it only does this against City. Hodgson is bear in mind, I had to suffer watching him as Liverpool manager. He's one of the most negative managers of all time, and I know he does still set up to play negative against you, but he like abandons everything he's been known for when they play you, and he sets it up a bit differently. He still sets up defensively, but a bit differently to what he usually sets up. Where he's very rigid in his thinking, and I think. Not to go off topic, is maybe Dice just has that over this Italian guy, Deserbi, whatever he's called.
He can't have set a team up to be Dice, solid. And these type of teams, Brighton this year especially, they look like they get frustrated. And
they do. I feel like Brighton are a very plan A team. If they ain't got plan B, and if you can frustrate plan A.
Yeah.
I was having a look at Brighton there then, and they've not won back-to-back games since, like, November.
It's flattered to see Brighton. I think because the league's so bad quality. I think Brighton will always be there or thereabouts in terms of like ninth, eighth, because the league's that bad. They're better than a lot of teams. But finger said Brighton. You know,
I also think
Everton will win. Let's go to United versus Fulham at Old Trafford. Go on, what we're saying with that?
3-0
United. I'd probably say that. Yeah, I think Marco Silva's Fulham side are like the step below Brighton, where they're just too good for all the dog shit teams fighting relegation, but are also not a very good team.
We're just in that period at the moment now where we're on the even though they're not playing too well, we're back at home here now. I think this is our next home game. I don't know if we've got another home game after this for another next two. I just can see us just being 3-0. Yeah, we'll beat them 3-0.
Go on. Next one, Aaron, Bournemouth City.
Probably the same as tonight. I reckon we'll just have another scruffy win, you know, just get the job done however it takes. Probably most likely concede because we've no chance of keeping clean sheets on back-to-back games. So probably 2-1, I'll say. Scruffy little win. Maybe even come from behind after they score early.
Yeah, Bournemouth are at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll win that. And then go on to Arsenal. Arsenal, Newcastle, what we're saying about that?
That's a big game,
I think if it was at Newcastle, I'd favour Arsenal more. No, it might sound a bit ridiculous because I think Eddie Howe likes to sit in a bit more than his reputation makes you think he does. But I think at home, he gets a bit led by the crowd to not sit in. And I think just going away to Arsenal, I think he'll sit in. I think it could be a draw, that.
I'd be more confident if...
Yes,
if they had Isaac or Wilson, I'd be more confident.
I was just about to say, who's injured here? I'm just trying to bring it up to you, who's out here. I think they've got Isaac and Wilson are both out. All right, mate. 4-1 Arsenal, that. I reckon they'll put him to the sword. I think Arsenal are a tear up here now, and I think at home it's another game where I think they can just put a statement down, and Liverpool don't play until next week. Obviously, City play the game just a couple of hours before him. I think they've got a chance here to put a proper statement down. And like I say, they've not got Isaac or Wilson. What the fuck have they got up front? Almiron and fucking Claire Balding.
Gordon.
Carrying them two up top, are they? So.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Arsenal. I'm going to go draw. And what are you going? Go on. Give us a quick one, quick.
Arsenal.
2-0 Arsenal.
2-0, yeah.
All right, then. That's not bad. Right, so let's move to the last one, the League Cup final, what we're saying. I'll start, and I'll put it on record, Chelsea will beat us.
I see what Klopp said about the injuries. I think it's one of them games, isn't it, where it's probably going to go to extra time, and they'll probably...
We also shit it's ourselves and play bad in the final.
It's death ball going extra time. Death ball.
That's why your manager's not as good as Ferguson, eh?
Shut up, mate. Ferguson fucking shit himself in semi-finals and quarter-finals, shut up, mate. Right. So we're just going to brush past that straight away. Liverpool got a lot of injuries. Chelsea are not that great. Liverpool are terrible in finals. Chelsea are still not that great, but Chelsea will probably
win. Mate.
Right, so
I think Chelsea might make it, you know, as well. I think they might.
We'll definitely miss the NFL question because we're an hour and 25 minutes in. I know we're not in that much of a rush, but we'll finish it then on... are we going to finish it on this? Or should we finish it on the League Cup battle? Should we finish it on the Kane thing? The Kane? Yeah, go on, we'll do it. So... I'm going to throw it to Jack, but first to this one, just randomly. What are we saying that's going on in Germany? How is Kane, I'll set it up for you, how's Kane from Bayern Munich is not going to even win a fucking charity shield? What's going on with Tuchel and how good a job is Alonso doing?
Well, in terms of Kane, Tuchel said, I think it's the service that's killed him, isn't it? That's what, I don't think, it's anything to do with him. I keep seeing this thing, one of my mates has said it, is it? Kane's a serial loser. I thought
which
it's
he is.
Kane, is it? At the end of the day, that's doing this. That he's doing his job. He's putting the ball in the net. The rest of them,
it is hard to, like, it's an easy thing to laugh at for us all to say he's a serial loser. But if you think of the Tottenham side, if you was to say, why were Tottenham not winning trophies? You're not going to go, Harry Kane wasn't performing.
He's done a job every year for every team. He's probably going to break 40 goals, isn't he? First season there for each job. He's doing his job. I think the rest of them, they were saying that, like I say, that's the Sane side of things is just not seem to be going as well.
I just think Tuchel's just one of the world's most overrated managers ever because that
one. Oh, world's most mate, bang on. One of the worst. He made that Dortmund
Chelsea,
worse.
That Chelsea season.
Yeah, that was it. He made Dortmund worse, miles worse after Klopp, and then he had a very lucky season with Chelsea where they won the Champions League in front of 4,000 fans against
they still
Pep Guardiola, who's notorious for fucking losing finals in his head. Doesn't get beat in finals, he just loses them himself because he just has the most rant. Still to this day, mate, do you know there's some things even... So Klopp has won everything for Liverpool, yeah, and bear in mind, when Klopp took over, we were embarrassingly bad. So I love the man more than 90% of my family. If the choice was kill even like aunties here, like I'm talking like my dad's sister, slice her neck and Klopp gets a 5-year deal, I would probably consider it. Yeah, I would seriously consider it. Klopp not playing. Klopp not playing. Fabinho away to City. Do you remember when you beat us 2-1 when Sané scored? Yeah. Klopp starting Gini, Henderson and Milner in that game is unforgivable. Doesn't matter that we went on to win the Champions League that season. It was unforgivable. Still unforgivable in my head. No, right? What was that? The team you played in that Champions League final, surely he's got to go. I know you won the treble last year. It's got to be one of them things.
Who did he bench in against that game?
Rodri didn't play defensive midfielder to
Sterling.
Yeah, oh, mate, that was a disaster that game. I just put that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I would have rather played Aguero in his last ever game for City than Sterling as well.
Did you go, Aaron?
Yeah, I was there, mate. Yeah.
When that team news comes out an hour before the game, what's the like mood where you think, no, Rodri, no, Fernandinho, is it?
It's weird because he never did that in all that year. That was the first.
Never did that.
Never. So. But the thing is, what I'll say is, we played Chelsea twice in like the last 6 weeks of the season. They beat us both times, one in the league when we was at home and one in the final.
Maybe
it must have just been slightly different.
Hey, just going back to Tuchel here, did anyone see that stat that he's got as many losses in the 40 games as Nagelsmann had in 86, I think it was.
What's going on there with Nagelsmann? They paid 25 million to take him off Leipzig.
To get rid of him. Didn't he? No,
they paid 25 million to get him.
They've had to pay him out. They had this the previous year. Apparently, something to do with, like, when it was an international break, he basically said to, like, the board and that, he's just going to go skiing in. And that's what I remember I was reading, that he wanted to, and they were bored and just like, no, hang on a minute, you can't be doing that. Because, but obviously, the young manager, isn't he? He's what is that, 36
yeah.
or something?
30. Yeah, young.
So I think he's saying, and then obviously, Tuchel was there, and you think Bayern's like one of these old school, like, respected, I think,
yeah.
I'm sure that's what it was. But I mean, look, he ended up getting the Germany job straight, didn't he? So it's not like he's done bad out of it. I tell you what, I would never rule out him going back there either.
I did hear there was something. I did hear it was something to do with the board. What's going on here? Why has this happened, Kane? What are you doing, mate? It's going on the fucking. It's going on a fucking stripe or something.
I've accidentally pressed a button I didn't mean to press. I'm still learning.
Well, I was out front and centre. Then, John, why have you got your leg up there, mate? Like some sort of like porn star? What's going on here?
Right, boys.
Well, yeah, I think Yeah, we're going to wrap it. We'll wrap it here, an hour and a half. We'll wrap it on the fact that Tuchel, all agree that Tuchel's one of the most overrated managers ever.
I'm fucking starving.
Yeah, that's a solid this is
point. Wrap it, yeah. Listen, boys, it's been good. It's just only like it does. I don't think it was that shaky, but it was late. A few tech issues. We'll get better. We've got Jack, who's massive, who's going to be pushing the socials and stuff, especially like TikTok and stuff. We've got, well, me, who doesn't really do much, but I'm like quite keen. We're all going to have our own parts to play in this, and I think it's going to be good. I think we're going to get into this. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed chatting for an hour and a half. Even if it doesn't go anywhere, at least every week.
In terms of topics as well, just make sure you send them over.
Put them in the YouTube. I think put them in, because obviously when people comment on the YouTube thing, it helps you on the algorithm on YouTube. So if people have a topic for next week, put it in the YouTube comment on the YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll do it. But yeah, so end it on. We're going to end it on these three topics here. Kane is allergic to trophies. Tuchel's one of the most overrated managers of all time.
And Kevin De Bruyne's better than Gerrard. Sit a bit, folks.
Yeah. And Liverpool should get Conte. Oh, this is well better. This is a nice little... No, it's not. This is terrible. This is well too close.
Cheesecake down there. Safe, boys.
See you later, everyone.
Safe, boys.
See you later, boys.